You know, Word Life Church was founded in order to impact the lives of people, to live the life that we see in the Word of God. Whenever you see anything in the Word of God, you should know and understand that you can have that in your life. Healing is for today. Freedom is for today. Deliverance is for today. The promises of God are for you to walk in today. And here's the thing, family, we don't step into the fullness of God all of a sudden. It's a process. The plan of God unfolds. We have to get to the place where we say, God, we desire for you to add to us. Say that with me. Say, God, Father, I desire for you to add to me today. Your seeking, my seeking, positions us to receive those additions in our lives. And we have to set our hearts from that perspective. We don't want to live on autopilot. We don't want business as usual. We don't want to just go with the flow, you know, floating downstream, so to speak. A dead fish can float downstream. You and I are alive, and the God on the inside of us is empowering us to do what he's called us to do. Autopilot won't do. Business as usual won't do. We need to be led. We need to be directed by Almighty God in order to do what he's called us to do. Amen? It's time to walk in a higher flow, a higher way of thinking, a higher way of speaking, a higher way of believing. God has given you and I a measure of grace to get to the place that you call there. Where has God called you? He hasn't called you. Think about this. You're not done. God did not call us to remain. He called us to go. He called us to go to our place called there, where the provision is, where insight is, where life change is at. He desires to show you the path. He desires to show you and I that it's going to require more. It's going to require more than we've done. In order to receive more, it's going to require more from you and I. It's going to require more setting time aside. It's going to require us tuning in and tuning out. We got to tune in to what the Spirit of God is saying and tune out what the world is saying. We're going to have to make a conscious decision that our eyes are going to be on his plan, because we desire to know what his path is. And here's the difference. God's plan comes before the path to get to that plan. It's great to know God has a plan for my life. That's awesome. But how do you get there? How do we walk into what God has called us to? That is so very important. We have to step into the flow of what God has called us to do. Our eyes must be open to his plan. Our ears must tune in to what he is saying. We need to be reminded that there is more with us than that is against us. We need our eyes open. We need to know and understand, no matter what we're going through, no matter how difficult things are, we need to understand that our victory is certain. In fact, the greater the opposition, the more help we have to come alongside of us and do what God has called us to do. You understand that there is real angelic interaction on your behalf? We have to know that whatever the enemy does, we have more help to help us get to the other side of whatever we're facing. We have to acknowledge that. We have to wrap our heads around that. It doesn't matter how difficult things are when they're difficult. It doesn't matter. Our victory is certain. No matter what the opposition, your victory is bigger. No matter what is going on, the outcome has been determined. You are above only. You are not a victim. You are a victor. You are a champion. And the greater one dwells on the inside of you, and he is speaking to you in order to escort you to that place called there. Where has he called us? We're trying to wrap up the Abundant Life series. We tried it last week. We're going to try it again this week. Come with me to John chapter 10 and verse 10. We're going to look at the Amplified. It says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. This is the Passion Translation. We're talking about abundant life. We're laying the foundation to close out the series, The Abundant Life. Listen to what the Word of God says about you. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm, point yourself and say me. He is ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace, so that you will have more than enough of everything. Every moment, in every way, he will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Do you receive that word? What is abundant life? Abundant life is the life that Jesus desired for you and I to live. That life includes absolute overflow. When things are not working in your favor, don't give up on his promises. He'll never give up on you. He is a faithful finisher. You might say that out loud. Say, God is a faithful finisher. The fact that you have oxygen in your lungs means that God is not done. Understand that. It doesn't matter the bumps, the bruises that we've had, that we've gone through. It doesn't matter. Do you have oxygen in your lungs? That's a real question. Do you have oxygen in your lungs?
Yes.
That means, without a doubt, that God is not done. We have to, you know, the enemy likes to distract us with bumps and bruises. The enemy likes to trick us to think that if we mess up, we stumble and fall, that we weren't qualified. He likes to point his finger because he's the accuser. But here's the thing, we have to know and understand, every time the enemy opens his mouth, he's lying. Every time, because he's the father of lies. Lies generate out of who he is. And we can settle it. If you know the enemy's attacking you, you know the truth is opposite of what he's saying. So the next time you're attacked by the enemy, you're not good enough. You're not going to make it. This is it. This one's going to take you out. Every time you know the enemy's talking to you, know that the opposite is true. That revelation will save us from ever being discouraged again. Ever. I can stand before you flat-footedly and say, it's been about 20 years since I've felt discouraged. You know why? Because it's not about me. It's not about my opinion. It's not about my feelings. And here's the thing. You are not what you feel. You are not what you feel. And I came to the revelation that I am separate from my feelings. My feelings have been lying to me and trying to trap me for years. It's the truth of the Word of God that tells me who I am and tells you who you are. And when you and I commit to the Word of God over the stuff that's going on around us, we will never be discouraged. We'll get a real understanding of what we have. You are not your feelings. Receive that. Believe that. And let that flow in your lives. Overflowing abundance is abundant life. Give no place to your flesh. All victory starts in my spirit. All victory begins in my understanding of my ascended being. Let's go to John chapter 6 and verse 63. This has been one of the foundation texts for this series. John 6, 63. We'll read this together. It's going to be on the screen. This is the New King James Version. Let's read that out loud. Ready? Read. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. A yielded life is a life that understands that worship is a part of who you are. Worship prepares the ground or the soil of your heart to be fertile and ready to produce. We talked about the incorruptible seed works all the time. The Word of God always works. The outcome is different when the Word of God hits different types of soil. We looked at the thorny ground. We looked at the shallow ground. And then we looked at the good ground. And we saw that every time the incorruptible seed goes into good ground, it produces a harvest. Say, I am good ground. Every time you and I prepare our hearts to receive the incorruptible seed, God produces life on the inside of us. Do you realize you are a creator? Have you ever looked at yourself like that? You are a creator because of whose you are. Your DNA is made up of deity. Receive that truth into your heart. You're made in the image of Almighty God. You can't separate image. You can't separate likeness from DNA. Because you're made in his image and his likeness, you too house creative power inside of your voice. God said, and creation took place. Because you are his, when you say, creation will take place. Begin to create what you see in your heart, not what you see around you. Abundant life will manifest itself when you and I begin to speak over ourselves according to the Word of God. Not the situations or the issues that are attacking us, not the things that are trying to distract us and draw us off course. There's a path that God has for you that he is calling you to. And guess what? It's not in the thunder. It's not in the earthquake. It's not in the wind. It's in his still, small voice. And you and I will always have a choice to listen in and hear what he is saying. He is saying you are healed. But, Pastor, I don't feel healed. He is saying you are delivered. But I don't feel delivered. He is saying that you have abundance in every area of your life, but my bank account says something different. There is one report that's going to remain throughout all times, and that's the report of the Lord. Do you realize everything you go through in the natural is temporary and subject to change? Do you understand that facts are always subject to change? You realize there is one thing that is and that will be forever, and that is the Word of God. The Word of God will remain when situations and circumstances change. So we might as well line up. We might as well position ourselves to the truth of God's Word and flow with Him and not go through the ups and downs. You know what? You're not called to hills and valleys. You're not called to highs and lows. You're called to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. You're called to rise above every situation and circumstances and be a light to the world. You're called to be victorious in every area of your life. Victory is yours. Look at somebody and say, victory is yours. Look at somebody else and say, victory is yours. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Worship should be the most intimate time that you have with your Father. Worship him in spirit and worship him in truth. Worship him in who you really are, without any veil, without any hindrance, without anything between you and him. Intimacy. What hinders the abundant life? There are so many things that come against us. There are so many things that try to prevent God's perfect plan in our lives. The first thing that hinders the abundant life is not understanding the connection of faith and love. Not getting it. You know, it's easy to get over into holier than thou, or it's easy to get so caught up in ourselves and what we do. We can get so spiritually minded that we become mean to other people. This is one thing that has proven true. Nobody cares how much you pray in tongues if you're mean in English. Nobody cares about your relationship with God if they don't benefit from it. Nobody cares how much love you have here if it never gets there. The purpose for our intimacy with God is for us to go from being here with him to extend him in those. That's the only reason. It doesn't benefit. See, God so loved Freddie. God so loved Steve. God so loved the world. God so loved you that he did what? What did he do? Did he hold on to what was most precious to him? Was it just him and the Father hanging out and the Holy Spirit hanging out, having a great time in heaven? No. What went on in heaven came and impacted the earth. God so loved those that he's using you to touch those. If what happens in your prayer closet doesn't reach your community, it's a waste of time. If what happens in your prayer closet doesn't reach your family, those onlookers, it's a waste of time. If your relationship with God only benefits you, your four, and no more, it's a waste of time. God is calling us to go and reach. God is calling us to impact the world around us. The reason why he's impacting you on the inside is so you can go and impact everyone who watches you. Know that people are watching you. People around you need who's on the inside of you. So, very important. We have to understand the connection between faith and love. Faith works through love. Where there is no revelation of love, there will be no operation of faith. We have to love. We have to get out of God's way. You and I are the vessels that God is using to reach a lost and dying world. You and I are the branches where fruit should bloom from, that the world could come to who's hurting and grab hold of the fruit of the Spirit. The world needs you and I to blossom. The world needs you and I to have a harvest that they can come to. The world is dark, but you're not. You are the light of you. You are the light of your house. If that light is hidden, it benefits no one. If we don't turn on the light, darkness remains. God has called you and I to be the light of the world. God has called you and I to shine so that they can see him and come and receive and be transformed. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Where are you guys going? What hinders abundant life? Galatians 5, 6, this is the Passion Translation. Let's read this together. It's on the screen. I know everybody doesn't have a Passion Translation. So let's read this on the screen. Ready? Read. When you're placed into the anointed one. Wait, stop for a second. Wait a second. Did you hear what that just said? When you are placed in. When you are placed into the anointed one. Into. So I need a cup. Somebody bring me a cup. Bring me some kind of container. When you are placed into the anointed one. Dear God, if Lord help us. Help us to understand. Help us, like that little advertisement. Okay, I see y'all. Help. When you are placed into, when you are placed into the anointed one. Are you anointed? When you are placed into the anointed one, is there any difference in the power in you and the power in the anointed one? Understand your position, your place is inside the anointed one. Everywhere you go, anointing goes. Everywhere you go, anointing flows. Everywhere you go, healing power is released. Everywhere you go, delivering power is released. Everywhere you go, eyes are subject to open. Ears are subject to open. The dead is subject to being raised. Everywhere you go, the anointed one goes. Everywhere you go, healing flows. Oh, we got to understand. Everybody stand to your feet, start praising God. Stand to your feet, start praising God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet because you are anointed. You are the anointed one. You are the house. The anointed one is housed by you. Healing goes where you go. Revelation goes where you go. Wisdom goes where you go. You are the anointed one. Look no further, it's you, it's in you, the power is in you. The breakthrough is in you. It's in you, the hope of the world is in you. You house the anointed one. There's no difference in the spirit of Jesus, than the spirit that's in you. Understand that. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for your anointing flowing through me. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Let's read this together. When you're placed into the anointed one and joined, keep reading. Joined to him. Do you see it? Joined to him. You're not praying to an outside source when you need something. You are praying from within. The answers, the solution, the wisdom is coming from within you. Circumcision and religious obligations can benefit you nothing. How many times do we allow stuff to hinder who we are? It's not about stuff. It's not about religious activity. It's not about being religiously brainwashed. It's about being New Testament taught and walking in the truth of who we are. All that matters now is living in the faith that is activated. Dear God. Hallelujah. When you're placed, raise your hand if you've been placed into the anointed one. Dear God, you're powerful. You are a mighty man, a mighty woman of God. Power is on the inside of you. Healing can't help but happen. Victory can't help but happen. Light can't help but shine. It's certain. It's certain. What hinders the abundant life? giving our attention elsewhere. Looking elsewhere will hinder the abundant life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. Looking elsewhere will hinder the abundant life from flowing on the inside of you. We have to look to Him. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart. Do not let them. That means you and I have a choice. It says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Healing is happening now. Healing is happening now. Healing is manifesting in somebody right now. Right now, healing is happening. Healing is flowing right now. There is an anointing that is penetrating hearts and mending bodies right now. Healing is happening right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for health to all of our flesh. Thank you, Lord, because we've chosen to look at your word. We've chosen to believe your word. We've chosen to make your word our priority. We've chosen to make your words our life. We thank you for healing flowing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Restoring vision in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stirring up assignments, gifts. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your ears. Yes, sir. There's somebody's ears just open. Thank you, Lord. Your right ear. Somebody's right ear just opened up. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name forever. If that's you online, we want to hear about it. Let us know. Let us know what God is doing. Thank you, Lord. If you're in the house, just stand up and shout. If you're online, let us know. We decide your words are our life. Thank you, Lord. The other thing that will hinder the abundant life in our lives is not living a thankful life. We looked at John 6, 10 through 14, and we saw when Jesus fed the 5,000, when he lifted it up, he gave thanks. When you and I are thankful for what we have, the supernatural goes into effect on our behalf. Thanksgiving is a supernatural act. The reason that Jesus demonstrated lifting up and giving thanks, the bread and the fish, was for you and I to look at that example and say, okay, whatever, because in the natural, what they had was not enough. True or not true? It was not enough in the natural. Here's the thing, family. Please wrap your heart around this. You and I are not limited to the natural. Everything we need is at our disposal because we are linked to the supernatural. Heaven is our home. We are ambassadors of heaven. When we have need, all we have to do is look to heaven and it is released. We have the power to loose those things we need from heaven reside here on earth with you. The power to bind anything that doesn't look like heaven here, that power resides with you. You have authority. When things show up that are not godlike, when things show up that you're not promised, when things show up, you have the ability to say, hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, I loose what I need from heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? sickness has no right to remain in your life. You are a representative of heaven. Is there poverty in heaven? It has no right to flow in your life. It has no right to remain in your life. Dear God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for truth of who we are, our true identity coming to the surface, being stirred up like never before, so we can walk in what you've called us to walk in, do what you've called us to do. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We choose to release the supernatural act of thanksgiving. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for our sound minds. We thank you, Lord, for divine protection. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that because we gave, men are giving unto our bosom, because we've trusted you with all that we have, all that we are, you are seeing to it that we have no unmet needs. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We refuse to limit you to our understanding. We refuse to limit you to what we see. You are an almighty, all-knowing God. You are a loving God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another thing that hinders abundance in our lives is limiting God. Limiting God will hinder abundance from flowing in our lives. We must stop praying according to our understanding. Family, whatever you do, don't ever limit God by your comprehension. Every answer and every solution you need is available. Don't limit the outcome to what you can think. Don't limit the outcome to what you know about. It doesn't make sense to limit an almighty God with our understanding. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In studying this out, the Passion Translation just jumped out at me. So I switched it from the New King James. I think I gave them the update. Oh, yeah, we're good. In a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us to our in our weakness. You know what that means? It doesn't matter how weak you feel. It doesn't matter how frail you are. It's not about you. You're not limited to you. For example, at times, we don't even know how to pray. Is that true? Raise your hand if you got in a place where you're like, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say in this situation. You don't know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within you to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs for or too deep for words. 27 says, God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan for our destiny. Before we read 28, understand what that is saying about you right now. You are not limited to your abilities, your experiences, your upbringing, your faults, your failures. You are not limited to you. Verse 28 goes on to say, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill His design purpose. Wow. I'll say it backwards. Wow. Don't limit God with your prayer life. Don't, family, here's the thing. Don't limit your prayer life to your understanding. How do we make the shift? Give your prayer life over to the Holy Spirit. If you have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, get filled with the Holy Spirit today. If you don't actively pray in tongues, begin to pray in tongues. Rededicate yourself. Get refreshed. It makes no sense for us to limit our prayer life to our abilities. We looked at Romans 8, 26 and 28, and we see the Holy Spirit desires to take it from here. He desires to do the heavy lifting in our lives. We don't even know, and plenty of us raise our hands and say there are times we just don't know how to pray. He always knows what to pray. He always knows what's coming up. He is the Spirit of truth, and he desires to pray through us so we can walk in God's perfect will for our lives. How do we make this shift? Give your life over to the Holy Spirit. Stop praying according to you. We have to get past ourselves. You know what? Because your emotions will have you crying and feeling pity and you'll feel distress. Your emotions will take you through all kind of stuff. Give your prayer life to the Holy Spirit. Give your prayer life over to him. Hook up with the mind of God. Get into the will of God. Get into the plan of God. God is trying to show you his original intent for your life. Let him. Here's the thing. You are not what you've been through. You are not what you've been through. So many people lose their identity in what they've gone through. And I'm here to tell you by the Spirit of God, you are not what you've been through. God wants you to know and understand that there is no change from the way he created you to where you are now. When you understand that, you boldly go to the throne room every single time. Your identity is separate from your experience. Oh, we need to hear that today. The plan is already in place. Prayer creates the path to get us to that place. The plan of God is intact. When you and I pray, we begin to create the path to God's plan. The importance of prayer is greater than we realize, family. You know, the analogy that I have is the prayer is laying the railroad tracks. The railroad tracks are being laid when you and I are praying. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you have me to do? And then we give our prayer life over to the Holy Spirit, and then the track starts getting laid quickly. It starts getting set out. And once the track is laid, the plan can come down the track, which is God's plan. You can't have the plan of God flowing in your life without the track being laid out. When we choose to pray out God's plan, it creates the path. It creates the path. Begin to create the path to God's plan in your life. Praying in the Holy Spirit. You should pray in the Holy Spirit. We should be like Paul. Paul said, I pray in the Holy Spirit more than all. I pray in the Spirit more than all y'all. And he wasn't bragging. He was making a point. He was sharing with them the Diane. God desires to demonstrate his goodness through you like never before. He has never disqualified you. He has never held anything against you. And the more you yield to him, the more you surrender and say whatever you want to do, the more he's going to manifest himself in your life. He not only loves you, he desires to use you mightily to such a degree that your name will be known all over the world as someone who yielded, someone who surrendered their life to be used. And what your testimony is going to reach the nations. Receive that. Receive that. So very important. Thank you, Lord. Max, God has desire to separate you for this generation. The things that God has put inside of you are going to benefit those all around you. What he speaks to you on the inside, begin to say on the outside, because they're not for you. God speaks to you in a particular way for you to begin to start sharing that. God is not only in your life, he is paving a way for you to get into the center of his will. Be bold, because it's not about you. Shying away from the things of God to not draw attention to yourself is not the perspective, because you're drawing attention to him. Every time you say God said, you're drawing attention to him. Don't hold your tongue any longer. Allow boldness. Allow that light that God has placed on inside of you to begin to shine. And he'll do more than exalt you. He'll do more than give you the desires of your heart. He'll begin to use you to mentor others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Me ik angra sebro vosibra si ane ele keleto lo bo krete no sombre de yatasa. In ono in amlan masara bo gris fasheshi to kona baya dene ki edito sorodi. Ahane kilo ro bronve ane si shi shete la rasokro bo kina. Ein ilono badara visi shotoshe bada kanderitia. Oh, if you knew how much I had for you. If you knew what prayer did in the earth, you wouldn't stop praying. If you knew what my spirit is trying to bring into your life, you would pray more. You would separate yourself from the distractions. Destiny. Fulfilled hopes and dreams reside inside your prayer language. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands and receive that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we receive that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your voice. We make you our choice. We prefer you, Lord. We thank you for supernatural instructions. We thank you, Lord, for guidance. We thank you, Lord, for healing us. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of not missing it in prayer by praying in the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray according to your perfect will. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, thank you, Lord. Some of you are a spirit-led prayer away from seeing the path to God's plan for your life. Some of you are one encounter away from supernatural breakthrough. Pray out the plan of God for your life. But Pastor, I don't have time to pray. You don't have time not to pray. Destiny is at stake. It's a matter of life and death. You don't have time to miss God. God's plan includes provision, fulfillment, over and above anything you've ever imagined or thought of. That's where he's trying to take us, family. Your best doesn't come close to what God has for you. Your best life resides in your prayer life. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit like never before. God's plan for your life doesn't just happen. You and I have never made a Spirit-led mistake. Every mishap, every mistake, every sin we've ever committed was generated in the flesh, in the natural, in our ability, our know-how. When you and I begin to yield, give our lives over, especially our prayer lives over to the Holy Spirit, we'll do more in our prayer life than we can ever do in logic or reason or our own human efforts. In order for a supernatural revival to take place, all things human must die. Our strategies pale in the presence of God's strategies. His plan is available, family. Let's wrap this up with our application. How do I take God's path? First and foremost, have faith in His word and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Raise your hand if you pray in the Spirit. If you pray in the Spirit, raise your hand. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Pray in the Spirit like never. Family, by the Spirit of God. I'm saying this by the Spirit of God. Pray in the Spirit more than you try to figure things out. Pray in the Spirit like never before. Matthew 6, 9 through 10 says, "In this matter, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I read that scripture to point out God's will is complete in heaven, not on earth. It takes his children praying that his will comes from heaven into the earth. We have to invite the will of God into our lives. We have to invite the will of God into the earth. If that weren't so, it wouldn't be in the Bible. The disciples are saying, "Lord, help us. Lord, show us how to pray. Jesus, show us how to pray." And he was showing them, and this is for our example, God's will is only complete in heaven. We have to invite his will to the earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, God's will always comes to pass. Here, it comes to pass when someone asks or invites. Please don't miss that. It will never be, "Hey, sirrah, sirrah." It will never be, "Lord, you got it." It will never be, Lord, you are sovereign, and whatever happens will have that'll never be God's will. God's will always be, "Ask me what you want me to do for you." The reason why old blind Bartimaeus, the reason why Jesus asked him, because he had to. Don't you know? Jesus could have just looked at blind Bartimaeus and said, "Eyes open." Why didn't he do that? Bartimaeus had to participate in the promises of God. Family, we have to participate in what has been done in heaven. Truth, insight, and revelation. Sorry, I said that was out loud, wasn't it? That normally happens on the inside. Okay, number two says what? Prepare the way. Prayer produces. I use that analogy of the train and the track. And here's the thing. I'm gonna try to wrap it up after this. It's not. This is gonna sound different. It's not enough to love God. It's not enough to love God. And the example I have is if I give my children instructions to clean the house before I get back, and I get back and the house is not clean, They could run up to me, Dad, I love you. I love you, Dad. Dad, I love you. Dad, you're the best dad ever. I love you. I love you, Dad. And if their heart's desire was to, let's say, go to Disneyland, if my reward for them obeying me was taking them to Disneyland, surprising them, they love me. I love them. It hadn't changed at all, but guess what? They ain't gonna see Mickey. They're not going. Now, it's my point is, it's not enough. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Jesus was trying to help us. He says, if you love me, we have a part to play. He says, if you love me, keep my commands. Clean the house. It's not enough. He loves you back. I love you, Lord. I love you too, son. Dear God. There's nothing wrong with loving God. I know you guys understand my heart. But there is action required on our part. There is action required on our part. Number three says what? There's so much in there. Number three says what? Be obedient. Be obedient. Here's the thing. Back to my analogy. If I'm not pleased, the manifestation of Disneyland doesn't happen. Now, it never pleases God to not be able to do for his children. Now, faith is. And then the word goes on to say, it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without being in faith. Because faith is the bridge between heaven and earth. Of course our dad's not pleased if he can't get what's in heaven down to us on the earth. Of course he's not pleased if he can't allow the promises to show up in our lives. If we don't, because he's not going to go back on his word. Do you realize God is not going to break his word even for you? With all that love, he is not going to go against his word, even for us. Number four says what? Understand that heaven returns what you send. I'm going to try. So let's say if you send faith for healing, talking about faith still, if you send faith for healing, what can you expect? Healing. If you send faith, if you sin, think about the bridge, the pathway. If you sin faith for finances, what can you expect to receive? Finances. You can expect abundance. If you sin love, what can you expect to receive? Love. Love is already yours. God is already yours. We need to understand this. We really need to, I'm trying to wrap it up, y'all. We really need to understand this. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. The return of that is, I love you too, son. I love you too, son. But what does that have to do with his plan on the earth? I'll quote the prophetess Tina. What's love got to do with it? that wasn't very holy. There's nothing wrong with love. Please don't misunderstand me. But we're talking about living the abundant life. We're talking about getting prayers answered. We're talking about seeing the dead raised. We're talking about seeing blind eyes open, deaf ears open. We're talking about getting results. So we have to do things according to his instructions. And things are not loosed in heaven to the earth unless we ask. We have to ask. Number five, listen to instructions. I'm not going to read John 16:13. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Show you things to come, not bring things into existence. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. That's like window shopping. I'm not interested in window shopping. I want to have that. I want what's in the store in my life. And if you want what's in heaven to operate in your life, if you want what's in the Word to operate in your life, you got to get past window shopping. You got to get past seeing it. His role is to show you and I what's to come. Our role is to pray, not our will, but your will, as it is in heaven, on earth. We have to invite what's in heaven to come to the earth. It's not going to just happen, family. When we've been duped, we've been lied to, religion has made it enough to feel the Holy Spirit, to see and hear the Word of God, and not have. Time out for not having. It's time to walk in the promises of God and grab hold of everything that's made available. Thank you, Lord. We have to add our prayers and faith to what we see. We have to say something about what we see. Let it be. That's why Mary, the reason why Jesus came to the earth via Mary, well, she said, let it be unto me. She chose to receive. This is so important because the mission of God is so much bigger than us, family. What he's trying to do is so, it goes so far beyond us. Number seven says what? Submit to God. Submit to God. Submit to God. When we submit to God, the devil has to flee. When we don't submit to God, when we have our way, when we do it our own way, guess what? We invite the devil to hang out as long as he wants to. Submit to God. God never speaks what the devil is doing. When we speak, he never speaks about what the devil is doing. He only speaks about what he's doing, his will. He shows us his will because the devil's defeated. God is not thinking about that defeated foe. He's trying to help us submit to him, and he's going to go anyway. Don't ever again wrestle with the devil. Don't ever again spend quality time talking to the devil, about the devil. Don't ever spend your time and energy on a defeated foe. Our role, submit to God. Dear God, you have to be interested enough to talk to heaven about what's going on in your life, in your world. Wow. The vision that God gave must be prayed out. You know, I'm gonna wrap it up. Concerning Word Life, the vision that God put in me is I'm looking at. And I'm interested enough in you to pray for you and about you and those of you who are viewing online all the time. I'm interested in what is happening in the earth enough to say loosing and to loosen bind. I'm interested enough to say I don't know what they're going through, Lord. So I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know
what needs are represented in Sarah's life, Sylvia's life, or Connie's life, or Patty's life. I don't know what needs are represented in Alan's life or Jerry's life. So guess what? I'm just going to pray in the Holy Spirit. And as your faces appear before me, I just pray in the Holy Spirit. And rest assured, because of the promises of God, because of what we've seen in Romans 8, 26, and 28, ministering spirits are going along, coming along your behalf, helping you, protecting you, adding to you. To not participate in the Spirit is to hinder God's plan for our lives. My plea to you is pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. I promise you, it's not a religious act that the super dupers do. It's something, it's a tool that we've been given. It's a gift that makes the fight unfair. We pray according to God's perfect will when we pray in the Holy Spirit. And that brings us to the last point, which is pray out the plan. You know, there was a story, I'll say this in closing, there was a story with Jehoshaphat called a prayer meeting. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. Jehoshaphat called a prayer meeting, and a prophet rose up and said, God is saying this. And Jehoshaphat, he said, okay. They all went to bed that night. They woke up the next morning. He reconvened the meeting, and he said, believe the prophet. And when he said, believe the prophet, he said, believe the prophet, because time has a way of stealing the promises of God or the word of God for our lives. Well, the plan that God gave Jehoshaphat was send the praisers before, and you won't have to fight. You won't have to fight. In other words, God was saying, I'll do the heavy lifting. Do it my way. It was not a strategic battle plan to send the praisers before. That was something that God said for him to do. He did it. Now, they could not stay at home in their tents. They couldn't say, God is fighting this battle for me, so I'm going to stay home and wait to hear all the cries and screams and go out and see the battle won. They had to participate in God's plan. They had to send the praisers out, and they had to follow the praisers in order for that victory to come into our lives. Family, we have to participate in God's best life for us. We have to do our part. The Holy Spirit is going to show us things to come, but you and I are going to bring those things into reality by our faith and our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for gospel truth. Thank you for revelation, insight. Thank you, Lord, for the incorruptible seed going deep into the recesses of our fertile ground and bringing forth a bountiful, sure harvest. Thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge is flowing and eyes are being opened and bodies are being healed. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing, leading, guiding, steering, showing us things to come. We thank you for the spirit of seeing and knowing. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We are so grateful for you opening our eyes, and we commit to do our part. We commit to believe the word and pray it into existence. We agree to pray out the plan. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Everybody say hallelujah, amen. Amen. I don't ever want to take it for granted that there's no other prayer needs in the house. So if I can have a couple prayer ministers come up front, please. If you have any need, we want to pray and agree with you. So if there's any needs that you have, come and receive. And we believe in the power of prayer. We know and understand that the prayer of agreement works. The prayer of agreement is effective. So if you have any needs, the prayer ministers be up here for everybody else. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your anointing. Thank you for favor over the lives of every listener. Thank you, Lord, that they are blessed coming and going. Lord, I pray over their finances. I pray over their families. I pray over their marriages. I pray over their relationships. I thank you, Lord, that each and every person is healed and whole. I thank you that your grace is resting on their lives. supernatural favor is released on their behalf, and they are added to in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.